Morning of Gravity, 8th of May 2009. Got a number of stuff today. The first one is Twitterific goes to version 2. I've not tried it yet. I used to really, really like Twitterific. The problem is that it didn't have... it was the prettiest thing that came out of the gate for Twitter on the iPhone. And then Tweety came along and totally upset the apple cart by having multiple accounts of various other stuff. And I don't think I'll probably change from Tweety. I need to actually look at what is in new version of Twitterific. Subwolf on Twitter likes it. He says it's really good. But I need to go and have a look at it. Normally when you see something go from a version 1 to version 2, you expect such a major shift in things that they've learned from version 1. But I've not really heard people talking about it, so I don't know if it has or not. Or even if it has that sort of market share anymore. I presume Tweety is probably the number one app on the iPhone for Twitter. Next link is Blue Mic have brought out a product called Mikey, M-I-K-E-Y, which is a little tiny microphone that goes on the underside of the iPod. Now, as far as I can see from the site, it only supports the iPod Nano 2G, 3G, 4G, iPod Classic, iPod 5G, and is compatible with most protective cases. It doesn't say anything about the iPhone. I wonder if it works with the iPhone. I'm hoping it works with the iPhone. Maybe they don't have software for the iPhone just yet. But go and have a look at this, bluemic.com/products/Mikey. It's about £50 in the UK. You can record up to 4 hours continuously on it. I presume it has a piece of software that you have on the iPod, or it just kicks in and starts. You can use it anyway. Maybe they have a recording piece of software that's built into the iPod. I love Blue microphones. I've got the Snowball Blue and I've got the Icicle unit. And I like all their stuff. And I just recognised on the site that they were at South by Southwest and really should have gone and seen them and had a play with one of these. But what I like about it is that it's got like three functions to it. It's got like a little, hinge on it. So you can have it as a recording lectures. You can literally put it flat as you're doing a speech and tilt it upwards so it captures you that way. Voice notes interview, and you can tilt it towards you and have the iPod facing away. Or you can just have it flat, and supposedly there's three position user selectable gain settings on it, so you can capture basic, it says bearish audible sound to extremely loud sources without losing audio fidelity. And if it's anything like the products that Blue make, it'll be incredibly good quality. £50 or £60 is a pretty good price. I might even be pushed to actually buy an iPod Nano just to actually have one of these to test it out to see what the audio quality is like. I'm expecting it to be very, very good. So it'd be a good thing to see Audioboo jump on this and support that mic, because I think it's going to probably be one of the de facto ways to record on an iPod. I might be even tempted to go and buy an iPod just because of it. That's funny how technology works these days. It has that knock-on effect. You can get it from Dolphin Music. I use Dolphin Music for a lot of my video and audio kit for the ammo box and various other stuff. Dolphinmusic.co.uk. Also, this a source from Colt Seavers on Audioboo. He's a great guy. If you're not following him, you should be. He's got real good projects going on at the moment with a thing called Audio Booth. He pointed me in the general direction of this thing called ProTrack. If you go to A-L-E-S-I-S, so Elsis.com, they've got this little device that you can put your iPhone into, your iPod into, and they've also got a recording device that you can put your iPod inside of as well for actually doing mixing and recording on it. But this looks very similar to the Zoom H4 with the two inputs on the top, apart from you put your iPod Touch in the middle of it. Go and check it out. Still can't believe they've actually made this thing. I guess if you've already got an iPod Touch, it's a useful thing. I don't know if you would want to have the Zoom H2 or H4 separately, but the fact that you can... If this supported Audioboo as well, I mean, we're talking really, really good, high-quality recordings. In your hand that you can post to the internet really, really quickly. Pretty cool stuff.